Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Confidence, Unlock Inner Power and Calm. You know, life could feel like a constant juggling act, right? Deadlines, relationships, trying to squeeze in some fun, it's enough to make anyone feel frazzled. That's why today we're diving into something super important. Practicing self-care and prioritizing your well-being. Because let's be honest, you can't pour from an empty cup. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-care. Isn't that just bubble baths and face masks? Well, while those are definitely nice, self-care is so much more than that. It's about intentionally making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think of it like this. You wouldn't neglect your cart, right? You get it serviced, you fill up the tank, and you make sure it's running smoothly. Your well-being deserves the same level of attention. So, what does that actually look like? I've got 5 key takeaways that can help you get started. First, recognize your needs. What truly energizes you? What drains your energy? Maybe it's spending time in nature, reading a good book, or simply taking a break to breathe deeply. Listen to your body and mind, they'll tell you what they need. Remember that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup? Well, recognizing your needs is the first step to filling that cup back up. Second, set boundaries. This might feel uncomfortable at first, but it's essential for protecting your energy and time. Learn to say no to things that don't serve you, even if it means disappointing someone. You have the right to prioritize your well-being. Think of it like this, imagine a bouncer at a club. They decide who gets in and who doesn't, ensuring everyone inside has a good time. Be that bouncer for yourself. Third, make time for movement. It doesn't have to be intense workouts. Even a simple walk can do wonders for your mood and energy levels. Find activities you enjoy, dancing, swimming, hiking, whatever gets you moving. Remember, exercise isn't just about physical health, it also benefits your mental well-being. Ever notice how much better you feel after a good workout? It's not just your body, it's your mind too. Fourth, cultivate mindful moments. Take a few minutes each day to just be present. Focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, and let go of any racing thoughts. Mindfulness can help you reduce stress, improve focus, and connect with yourself on a deeper level. Imagine taking a mini vacation from your own mind, that's what mindfulness is all about. And finally, practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they seem. This simple practice can shift your perspective and make you feel more positive and content. Ever notice how a genuine compliment can brighten your whole day? Gratitude works the same way, it's like amplifying the good vibes. Okay, let's get real for a second. Picture this. Here at work, deadlines are looming, your inbox is overflowing, and you haven't had a moment to yourself all day. Suddenly, that knot in your stomach starts tightening, your mind races, and you feel like you're about to snap. Sound familiar? This happens to the best of us. But what if, instead of letting stress take over, you took a quick pause? Instead of reaching for another cup of coffee, try taking a few deep breaths, focusing on your breath going in and out. Stretch your neck, roll your shoulders, maybe even step outside for a minute of fresh air. Just that small shift can make a world of difference. You might be surprised by how much calmer you feel after simply acknowledging your stress and taking a moment for yourself. So remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. By prioritizing your well-being, you're not only doing yourself a favor, but you're also becoming more resilient, capable, and empowered to handle whatever life throws your way. Now go out there, fill up that cup, and rock your day. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder about the power of self-care. Together, let's create a world where taking care of ourselves is celebrated, not just tolerated. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.